Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and we're talking this week about our dear friend, Mama Jenkins, 102 years old, who went home to be with the Lord on Thanksgiving morning. Now, the way she went, she was laughing and talking and ate her breakfast, and then she just closed her eyes and left. And Brother Kenneth E. Hagin went that way. He just, same way. He had his breakfast, sat down on the couch, closed his eyes, and left. We also have known many other people that have gone the way that the Jews recognize and the Bible teaches as the way of the divine kiss. And you can see it illustrated in the deaths of Aaron and Moses. Miriam died first. She died in the springtime. And when she died, then the water that had been coming from that rock didn't come. And you can hear more about it. We explained that in previous this week that you can go on archives and listen to. But the Lord told Moses to speak to the rock. He did not speak to the rock. He struck the rock. And the Lord said, you can't go in to the promised land because you didn't believe me. You didn't obey me. So we had some good discussion on that earlier in the week that you might enjoy listening to. Brandon had a great point. One of the rabbis that I know, Rabbi Riskin, said that God wanted to demonstrate the power of the spoken word. And then Brandon, what did you say?
I was saying if he would have done what he was supposed to do and spoke to it instead of struck it with his staff, it would have probably boosted their faith. And then they would have said, hey, that stick isn't all what it, that's the only thing he has, you know?
Yes.
So I'm sure there's probably some that said, you know, he has that stick and he part of the, God's in that stick.
Yes.
And it would have shown, you know, it's not a magic stick. It's not, the stick's not doing it. It's,
no.
It's God using him. And
it's right. Oh, that was really a good point, Brandon. And he wanted to demonstrate what Jesus later demonstrated at the fig tree, how you could speak and there was the power of God. So now, then the Lord had Moses take Aaron up into the top of Mount Hor. And there Aaron died by the way of the divine kiss. Now, what is that, you say? Well, we're going to see it now as we look at the death of Moses. And reading to you from the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, verse 48. Moses, the Lord spoke to Moses on that very day saying, to Moses, he's saying this, ascend to this mount of Avarim, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, which is before Jericho, and see the land of Canaan that I give to the children of Israel as an inheritance, and die on the mountain where you will ascend and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died. Now, Aaron had died by the best way you can go, according to the scriptures and according to the Jews as they interpret them, by the divine kiss. And that divine kiss is, it's like God kisses you and your breath just departs from your body and the very presence of God you go into. And so he was told, Moses wanted that. He wanted to die in the same way. And here the Lord says, you will go as your brother went. And then Moses had a prophecy for the people. And after that prophecy, we're going to go now to Deuteronomy chapter 34. And I'm going to read to you now from Deuteronomy 34 in the King James Bible. And then I'm going to point out something to you. So Deuteronomy 34, 1. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali, that's in the Galilee, and our Migdol Arbel is there. He showed him all of Naphtali and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, that's what the world calls the West Bank, and all the land of Judah unto the utmost sea. The utmost sea. Now, some translations will say, well, the utmost sea. That is probably the Mediterranean Sea or the Western Sea. But I want to show you what is said about the remarks upon this and what the sages say. Sometimes people, for instance, Shelley, my daughter, she's learned Hebrew from me. And sometimes she will say, she means day, but she will say sea, S-E-A. And here's the reason why. The word day is yom. You could spell it Y-O-M. The word sea is yam, Y-A-M. So sometimes Shelley just means to tell people to have a good day, but she tells them to have a good sea. Because it yom and yam. Yom tov, good day. And she might say yam tov, good sea. So yom, yam. Actually, what the Hebrew says here is, the last word is acharon, last. They have translated that word in the King James, utmost. They have translated it the utmost sea, or the last sea, or the utmost sea. But here's what the ancient sages teach. The sages teach, read this phrase as though it did not state Yom HaAcharon, the last sea, but Yom HaAcharon, the last day. God showed Moses all that would happen to Israel in the future until the last day when the dead will live again. It is believed that he showed him the entire panorama of Jewish history that occurred at the places named in the passage. And if he showed him Naphtali, most of us say, I believe he showed him our work at Migdal Arbel. It particularly names what happened in Judea and Samaria that the world calls the West Bank. And they say that he showed him all the strong ones of the land, its future leaders throughout history. So there he would have seen the coming Messiah. He did see the land. The Bible marks it out, the places that he saw. But it says he saw unto the last day. Moses was taken up supernaturally. He had to even to have seen the land from Mount Nebo, which is now in Jordan. He would have had to have supernatural miracle. But he also saw through time. And the Lord said unto him, this is chapter 34:4. This is the land which I swore unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto your seed. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over thither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, over against Beit Peor. But no man knows of his sepulcher unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the children of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. Now here's something else that I want to show you that you cannot see in the King James. The King James translates chapter 34, verse 5, So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab according to the word of the Lord. But that's not the Hebrew word for word, even when it means word of the Lord. That's devar. But that is the Hebrew word for word, is devar. But this isn't devar. Here is what it says, and I'm looking right here, and even in my little understanding of Hebrew, I can see that it says, that he died, bless the Lord. Oh, I've got to turn over here to the page. Al pei Yahweh. Pei is mouth. I have a little grandson, 2 years old, and he's learning Hebrew and English. So he knows that there's a word for your mouth, which is mouth, and there's another one, which is pei. Moses died at the mouth of the Lord. Actually, it says by the mouth of the Lord. So he died by the divine kiss. Moses died at the mouth of the Lord. So that is one of the ways to go. And in fact, it's the best way to go. I can think of many who have gone that way. Brother Halverson, Brother Philip Halverson. Brother Halverson was one of my, oh my goodness, my mentors. He was a man, a Norwegian, a man who prayed on a level like hardly anyone I've ever known prayed. I had a hard time praying with Brother Halverson because when Philip Halverson prayed, he prayed in the Spirit. He prayed in the Holy Ghost. And when he prayed in the Holy Ghost, his body, his whole body would literally shake under the power of God. He had such strength that he would crush your hands. I know one time he was at Brother Copeland's meeting, and the meeting had, this was down in Fort Worth, the Southwest Believers. The meeting had, the people had left. They were ready to turn out the lights, but Brother Halverson was in the depth of prayer. And they asked us to get out. So Fern Halverson, his wife, said, take hold of his hands. And she put three people on each side of him to diffuse the power off of him. I tell you, he took my hand. I thought he was going to break my hand. But the power diffused off of him, and then he was able to get up and to go. So Brother Halverson, the way that he went home was this. In 1985, my only sister at the young age of 42 years old passed from earth to glory on May 30th. Brother Halverson, she died after a very short illness. Brother Halverson explained to me that as he had prayed for her in her final days, he really didn't get the Holy Ghost to take up with him for her. He did see other things, and he did take up, he didn't know that her husband's name was Don. And he said, I did take up, the Holy Ghost took up with me for a man named Don, and I have been praying for him. And literally, I saw the power of prayer on Don's life that Brother Halverson prayed. Now, I want to share some more very personal things about when Brother Halverson went home tomorrow. But I don't have enough time to develop it right now before we leave. But you can get this teaching that we have this week on archive. And I would recommend that you go back to the beginning of the week. And, you know, we're going to talk about going home to be with the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. It's glorious. The Lord Jesus said, if you really love me, he said, his disciples, you'd be glad that I'm going. And that place is so wondrous. It's so marvelous, absent from the body and present with the Lord. I can just see Mama Jenkins. She didn't her knees didn't hurt her anymore. And I can just see her being met by Brother Smith Wigglesworth, who was her mentor. Oh, how blessed. Oh, how wonderful. We'll talk about more of these things tomorrow, and we look forward to having you then. If you'd like to help us with our radio broadcast, we would appreciate your going online to billybrim.org and pressing donations, or you can write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, and enclose an offering. We do thank those of you who help us communicate with others. In Jesus' name, shalom.